Women returning from the Islamic State will be allowed to roam free in Germany. By Chris Tomlinson on November 15, 2019. Two women, both supporters of the Islamic State terror group, will be allowed to roam the streets of Germany after being sent back to the country from Syria by Turkey. Turkey intends to deport the two women back to Germany, but neither Haydar nor Nasime is expected to be arrested upon their return to the country despite their involvement with a terror group in Syria, Die Welt reports. According to the newspaper, Haida, who is originally from Lower Saxony, left Germany for Syria in 2014 alongside her Islamic State fighter husband. She was later captured in the north of Syria following the death of her husband but managed to escape. She was then captured again, this time by Turkish forces who had also arrested Nasime. While the federal public prosecutor has investigated charges for the two women, the prosecutor has claimed that there is not enough hard evidence to issue an arrest warrant for either, and so both will remain at large after getting back into the country. The Turkish government is also pushing to deport several other German nationals, including a seven-member family, and several other women arrested in areas previously controlled by the Islamic State. So far, no arrest warrants have been issued for any of the returning extremists. Turkey began deportations of European Islamic radicals earlier this week and is expected to send at least 11 jihadists back to France. One ISIS fighter deported from Turkey was sent to the Greek border, was in turn rejected by Greece, and spent 3 days in the no-go zone between the two countries before the United States intervened. While no charges are expected in Germany for the current returning fighters, others have been put on trial for alleged crimes committed in the Middle East, including 21-year-old Sarah O, who, along with her husband, is said to have kept several slaves in Syria. As the former caliphate of the Islamic State collapsed, women in Syrian camps were not hesitant to show their extremism, with one woman commenting in February that her son would grow up to become a jihadist. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.